This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, April 29th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Democrats counter on the farm bill. FDA finalizes VFD guidance and progress made in Baltimore. House Act Democrats offer use of CCC for the farm bill. Lawmakers are back in D.C. with 4 weeks until the Memorial Day deadline set by House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania for moving a new farm bill. Republicans and Democrats remain at an impasse about key details of the bill, most notably on cuts to nutrition spending. AgriPulse has obtained a summary of a counteroffer made by committee Democrats that includes a proposal to use USDA's Commodity Credit Corporation authority to help fund some farm bill programs. There are no specifics of how that could be done. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack has suggested Congress could specifically direct USDA to use the CCC to augment certain programs, including agricultural risk coverage and price loss coverage, the two main income support programs for row crops. Democrats want to steer some CCC funding into the nutrition title as well as to commodity programs and to crop insurance. On other issues, Democrats insisted that the Inflation Reduction Act conservation funding be limited to climate-related practices, and they also doubled down on their opposition to any cuts in nutrition funding. For more on the Democrats' counteroffer, including some statements from committee members, you can read our report at AgriPulse.com. By the way, House Ag GOP members held a series of briefings for commodity, conservation, and nutrition groups over the course of 3 days last week, that according to sources. Attendees learned, among other things, that Republicans want to steer some of the IRA funding into Conservation Reserve Program, that according to one person who attended. The committee markup is expected to take place the week of May 20th. For more on the upcoming week in D.C., you can read our Washington Week ahead. FDA finalizes stakeholder guidance for veterinary feed directive rule. The Food and Drug Administration has finalized a set of questions and answers to help stakeholders navigate the 2015 Veterinary Feed Directive final rule. The VFD rule outlines the process for authorizing approved drugs in the feed of food-producing animals that require veterinary oversight. This includes antimicrobials when used for animal health purposes. Since the final VFD rule went into effect, 95% of inspected stakeholders have been in compliance with the rule, that according to FDA VFD inspection data. The latest guidance is intended to increase understanding and compliance among veterinarians, VFD feed distributors, and clients. In comments on the 2019 draft, stakeholders asked FDA to clarify and amend the language on the amount of VFD drug in feed, the issuance and effective dates of VFDs, definitions and requirements for VFD distributors, and the expiration of medicated feeds, according to a Federal Register notice published today. Changes in the final version address these concerns and clarify flexibilities in the rule to lessen the burden on stakeholders, FDA said. It also includes more hypothetical scenarios to help industry understand its responsibilities. We are reviewing the FDA's 49-page guidance, but remain confident that the animal food industry's work over the past several years to come into compliance with the final VFD rule only reaffirms the industry's commitment to public and animal health, said Leah Wilkinson, American Feed Industry Association Vice President of Public Policy and Education, in an email. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Progress made on ship passage in Baltimore. 171 commercial vessels have been able to successfully enter or exit the port of Baltimore. That since crews cleaning up after a Baltimore bridge collapse managed to open four alternate channels. Federal and state agencies are working to open a limited access deep channel at least 35 feet deep to give commercially essential traffic another route into the harbor, that according to an announcement. Cleanup crews have so far removed over 3,000 tons of debris using a fleet of 36 barges, 27 tugboats, 22 floating cranes, 10 excavators, 1 dredger, 1 skimmer, and 3 Coast Guard cutters, an announcement said. Now take note, the agencies warned that beginning today, transport through some channels would be suspended while workers attempt to remove the ship that collided with the bridge from its current position in the water. Milk producers laud government effort on bird flu. The National Milk Producers Federation is defending the federal government's response to the discovery of bird flu in dairy cows amid criticism that USDA in particular has been slow to share information about the situation. The crossover of this H5N1 virus from birds to dairy cattle has presented some extraordinary challenges to animal and human health regulators in Washington, NMPF President and CEO Greg Downs said in a statement released today. Throughout my regular contact with Secretary Vilsack, Undersecretary Moffitt, and officials from FDA and other agencies in recent weeks, I have seen how leadership at USDA, FDA, and other federal agencies are well-equipped to get us through this challenge, Downs said. We appreciate the around-the-clock efforts that federal and local authorities and experts from USDA and other agencies to state officials and local veterinarians have been making to get a new system up and running these past few days, and we are grateful for their dedication and commitment, Dowd said. The statement came as new rules go into effect today requiring tests of any lactating dairy cows scheduled to move interstate. USDA clarified Friday that the federal order, quote, does not apply to intrastate movement of lactating dairy cows to a sale barn. Subsequent interstate movement for lactating dairy cow from a sale barn directly to a slaughter facility requires only a certificate of veterinary inspection, a CVI, stating that the animal is clinically healthy. No testing is necessary. In addition, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released recommendations on personal protective equipment, the PPE practices that dairy and poultry workers especially should be following. In other developments, Colorado became the 9th state to report the H5N1 virus had been found in a dairy herd. You can watch our most recent Newsmakers show for more insight from USDA's Jenny Lester Moffitt, Michael Dykes, and the International Dairy Food Association, and Fred Gingrich with the American Association of Bovine Practitioners. Outdoor rec projects should be eligible for grants, loans from USDA, senators say. Outdoor recreation projects should be eligible for funding through the Agriculture Department's Community Facilities Program, three senators have told USDA. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York, Senators Michael Bennett of Colorado, and Sherrod Brown of Ohio told Ag Secretary Vilsack in a letter that the federal government, quote, has an opportunity to support rural areas as they make their communities more accessible and attractive to live, work, and spend their time. from bike trails in Colorado to paddling and boating in Lake Placid and hiking in the Buckeye Trail in Ohio. Allowing outdoor recreation is an eligible activity under the community facilities could provide a significant opportunity for small towns to strengthen and diversify their economies with investments that have a proven track record of success, they said. The CFP provides loans and grants to ensure rural communities enjoy the same quality of life and services as urban areas, the senator said in a news release. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, April 29th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.